Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Technical Officer at American Manganese, doing business as Recyclical Battery Materials. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
You guys have been very busy the past week or so. A number of news releases have come out. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, definitely. I want to just go in order. Obviously, the most recent one, we announced 99% lithium extraction from LFP battery cathode materials. This is major news. I think this is a logical step for the company in regards to our business model. And I know we have received a lot of questions about LFP before, but rest assured that we do our market research, and we found that, you know, the mass adoption of LFP was inevitable, and an efficient recycling solution was necessary. Even from our discussions with potential strategic partners, we see that they don't use only one cathode chemistry, such as like an NMC or NCA, but they also offer batteries and EV models that use LFP. Therefore, if we want to strengthen our business model's value proposition, and which is, you know, licensing and joint developing a recycling process, we need to offer them a complete solution. And, you know, to be quite honest, from earlier on, from a value perspective, there wasn't much of a business incentive to recycle LFP batteries. But with lithium prices currently sitting around $70,000 a metric ton, it does benefit the economics, and that's if you can get the lithium out. Of course, you need an efficient recycling process to actually extract the lithium, which we have demonstrated along with other cathode chemistries such as NMC, NCA, LCO, and LMO, all of these lithium-ion battery chemistries, of course, containing lithium, which is kind of that key element. It's also really important to highlight that our ability is to, you know, extract high purity lithium, because the current trouble with commercial recycling tech is that the high heat process really is only targeting nickel and cobalt extraction, while the lithium ends up in a slag material, and that becomes very difficult to recover. I mean, some will say maybe it is possible to recover, but what are the kind of what's the cost benefit analysis on this? You know, how much is it going to cost to actually recover and go through, and to what purity is that lithium, right? And those are all important things to ask. And on a final note, which we also mentioned in the press release, is that according to Benchmark Mineral Intelligence, China's forecasted share of LFP production in 2022 is 99%, and this segues really nicely into our other press release, where we commended the climate-focused bill signed by Joe Biden. The bill is formally known as the Inflation Reduction Act, but it has a major focus on clean tech, which gives our industry a big push on the back. I know we talked about in the previous podcast, but the language around the bill offers a tax credit for EVs. And, of course, they come with restrictions on where the batteries are built and where the critical materials are mined, recycled, or processed. And that threshold rises up until the end of the decade, so it kind of goes in this tiered approach, I think from like 40% to 80% or some 100% in some cases. But now if you think about it, if China has a 99% of that forecasted share of LFP production, there's going to need to be a monumental shift to even reach the first threshold percentage for domestic supply of EV batteries. And it's not just LFP, they also hold a majority share in material refining, cathode, anode production, and battery manufacturing for other battery chemistries as well. So this is, you know, definitely a push that we're seeing, you know, and it's not just the U.S. We saw here in Canada as well, the Canadian government signed MOUs with Volkswagen and Mercedes, who are looking to have an invested interest in our critical materials and bringing that industry here in Canada and working with some of these major companies. So you're seeing it, Canada, U.S., throughout Europe, and this is, you know, the industry that we are a part of, and recycling is really going to be inevitable in all of that, right? And finally, I just want to save the best for last. Of course, as everybody saw, the leach section of our technology for the demonstration plant testing, we have achieved 163% of that demonstration plant's processing capacity for lithium ion battery production scrap. Now this equates to 815 kilograms per day. Now this is huge news, and we are really excited about this because the leaching step is core to our patents and our patented process. And these new processing parameters, or what we're able to achieve at the scale that, you know, these scaled up conditions, really opens the door to a lot of possibilities when it comes to even further scale up into the commercial design. Now, I've been asked the questions, kind of what happens to the other stages of the demonstration plant. I just want to say that the leaching step is a chemical reaction, which really makes it the limiting factor. And knowing the leaching stage's potential allows us to match that limit to other process stages, especially when it comes to design. Now, you know, scaling up a process is not an easy task. It's one thing that's always asked in new technologies, you know, is it scaled up? How does it scale? But in the case of the demonstration plant, we've obviously demonstrated really smooth operating conditions and an even higher throughput than expected, which is a very valuable data point. The leach data will be analyzed, and we also have other stages of the demonstration plant left to test. I just want everybody to think of it as kind of like a five-stage process. So we have pre-leach, leach, filtration, precipitation, and lithium recovery. So now we're moving forward to the filtration stage. So that's taking out any impurities in the leach solution, and we'll provide updates on those as they're received. Now, there is a lot of work happening in the background, as you can see with LFP. There's a lot of testing for different companies. We got the support from the Canadian government as well that I've spoken about on the fluoride removal. But our team's core focus is the demonstration plant, which seems to also be attracting more visitors for in-person meetings to see the plant, and I think that's the real game changer when you see, you know, the scale of the process. But yeah, that's all for this week, Jim.
Sarco, is one of the most important things is that this process is patented in a number of countries interested in recycling batteries.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And I mean, and countries are leading in battery innovation, right? And I think for us, one major key point is how early we started in this work, right? Because scale up does take time, and I mean, we had a head start and really saw the potential for recycling way back, and now with the demonstration plant, really the proof is there when others come and see it.
Where are you traded, and how can they get more information?
Get a hold of us. You can find a lot more information on our website, www.americanmanganeseinc.com. You'll find our emails, phone numbers. Feel free to call the office directly as well. And we are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM.
Sarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
We've been speaking with Sarco Masalgia, Chief Technical Officer of American Manganese, doing business as Recyclical Battery Materials. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on August 26th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.